This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is approaching 15,000 lives lost to COVID-19. That total is more than the number of residents who died during World War I and II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars. Jill Svensson from Castle Pines lost her mom in December 2020.
I really think they have been forgotten. I feel like we've all moved on.
CPR News found out there's also no reliable figure for the number of Colorado healthcare providers or essential workers who died from the virus. A Denver nonprofit lost a major state grant due to ongoing performance issues. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber says Urban Peak serves youth experiencing homelessness.
The $500,000 grant went to Clinical Mental Health Services. And the loss last week came days after the nonprofit broke ground on a $37 million new building with expanded housing. The funding for the building is secure, but Urban Peak says it's still figuring out next steps. In the meantime, the state says the grant money will go toward other groups providing mental health care for unhoused youth in Denver, but it's not sure where yet. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The Denver Broncos have agreed to a deal with the New Orleans Saints to hire Sean Payton as their head coach. That's according to a person with knowledge of the deal who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the teams haven't announced the agreement. Payton stepped down as the Saints coach last year but remained under contract. If the deal goes through, Payton would sign on as Denver's next head coach. In exchange, the Broncos would send New Orleans a handful of draft picks. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.